Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with CBP's CIO, Rod McDonald. Also joining our conversation is IBM's Director of Homeland Security Services, Dave Abel. Rod, what trends will have the largest impact on CBP over the next 10 years, and how will CBP need to adapt to these changes?
Thanks, Al. That's a good question, and I would say the trends really read the newspaper every day. With CBP being the border management agency, anything you see related to the border, the terrorist threats, security threats, those are the trends that CBP has to deal with. I've mentioned the border, and I think everyone's aware of the real focus on the border and the problem with illegal border crossing. A major focus for now is the President's Secure Border Initiative, or SBI. We are really emphasizing that, have a program office that is doing an acquisition now, bring an integrator on board, and we'll be building a major capability for the border. And I think related to that, from a technology perspective, our real focus is going to be on technology that can support Border Patrol agents and others supporting that mission in remote locations. So certainly wireless technology, surveillance technology, various types of sensors on a variety of platforms, airborne, on the ground, et cetera, are all going to be key, and then pulling that into a command center type of environment with common operating picture, geospatial information system type technologies are all going to be critical to us over the coming years.
Certainly, we've talked about the war on terror and how it's impacting the budget and priorities of all of Homeland Security. How will this specifically impact modernization planning and other IT efforts at CBP, let's say, outside of SBI in the coming years?
Well, I think certainly, as I mentioned with ACE, the initial focus was streamlining our cargo processes and modernizing some of the revenue collection capabilities. Well, with 9/11, and now there's even continuing and more focus on cargo security, we're going to have to keep shifting our emphasis to security. And that's going to mean, how do we get access to more and better and earlier electronic data? How do we improve our ability to target that data? And how do we improve some of the technologies I haven't talked about for how do we look at cargo? How do we look inside a container without disrupting the flow of cargo? So radiation detection, X-ray, gamma ray type technologies to really see what's in a container, what's in a truck are also going to be critical things that we need to improve as we go forward.
Rod, the speed of technology evolution continues to be high. And one structure, service-oriented architecture, promises significant advantage in cost savings and improved systems integration. With SOA and with other initiatives, can you please talk a little bit about CBP's plans for future technology and investments?
Well, I'd really like to talk about SOA, service-oriented architecture. It is something that's key with our CIO Council in DHS, and I'm also happy that CBP has been taking a lead on supporting the department. We see SOA as the primary means for improving how we share information across the department. One of the challenges is we all have different systems, different data constructs, systems at different stages of evolution. And expecting people to build interfaces to each of those systems to understand that data really gets in the way of information sharing. SOA promises a way in that each component can build a service to provide the access to their capabilities and data and then make it available across an enterprise service bus, which in fact we just stood up in the department. Although an initial capability, and we're going to keep growing that, keep building more services as a way to improve how we can all work as a department using the same capabilities and services that all of us have available.
Rod, I want to move a little bit away from technology and maybe towards the people side of the organization. And we talked to many of our guests about the maturing workforce within government and the pending retirement wave. How is your organization and CBP preparing for this?
Well, as one of the more mature parts of our workforce, I'm very aware of the retirement issue, and there's positive aspects to that also. But yeah, that's that brain drain. I mean, one of our key things, I mentioned our reliance on the private sector for their technology capabilities. But one of the things that our government workforce brings us is that knowledge of the CBP mission, the longstanding knowledge of our systems, and that as-is knowledge that helps us move forward. So it's really critical that we deal with, in fact, what will be a retirement wave. And we're doing a number of things. And we have a human capital strategic plan that we've put in place, really working on improving how we recruit and retain employees, and more importantly, how we provide a path for our employees in terms of training, different kinds of experiences, particularly experiences out in the field. As part of the CBP mission that will give them that kind of business knowledge they need, they can then bring back into the IT organization to make them more effective program managers and supervisors. And finally, I should say we have a very robust project management education program where we are training and certifying our project managers. And we're going to continue that, and that's really going to be a requirement for all of our employees to be certified, capable project managers.
Rod, we haven't had the opportunity to expand on your entire career, but you've certainly enjoyed a very long and distinguished career in government service. What advice could you give to a person who's interested in a career in public service?
Well, the first thing I can say is that don't do it for the money, because it's not necessarily the best paying job, although it's not bad, and the benefits are certainly great. But the main thing that I've gained from the government and why I've enjoyed it is you have an opportunity to do such important things and such things, such big things, such a large scale, that it's very I think it'd be difficult to find that kind of scope and that kind of involvement in such an important, critical mission. So I would definitely recommend public service career. And in terms of how to get into the public service, certainly a good education, but more specifically, the Office of Personnel Management has on their website access to all the available federal jobs. And I would certainly say go to that website, seek it out, but certainly reach out to people that you know in the public sector and talk to them and try to understand what's available.
That's great. Thank you. We've unfortunately reached the end of our time, and that'll have to be our last question. I do want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Dave and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the public and our country in the various roles you've held at CBP, the Department of Homeland Security, and in the technology field.
Well, thank you very much, Al. Thank you, Dave. I've really enjoyed it. And I'd just like to say to the listeners, those who would like to learn more about Customs and Border Protection and our IT organization, I recommend you go to our website, cbp.gov. And for those of you who may be part of our organization, our intranet site, CBPNet, will also provide a lot of information.
Great. Thank you, Rod. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with the Assistant Commissioner of the Office of Information and Technology within Customs and Border Protection, Mr. Rod McDonald. Be sure to visit us at the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.